It's warm inside the Lower Brule Sioux Tribal Court building as I step in from the crisp plains winds that are battering the exterior. I'm here along with 24 tribal members to witness the first meeting between three newly elected tribal officials and Mike Jandrew since the tribal chairman walked out of a council meeting in 2014. The incident came as a result of tribal vice chairman Kevin Wright and tribal council reps Sonny Ziegler and Desiree LaRoche accusing Jandrew of corruption and mismanagement of funds under his watch, which spans 30 years. Jandrew refused to address Kevin Wright's allegations and walked out of the November council meeting along with two tribal council representatives aligned with him. Wright held a subsequent meeting in December and replaced Jandrew and his allies with the aid of the two newly elected council reps. Over the next month, Jandrew had subpoenas issued for Wright, Ziegler, and LaRoche with the intention of placing a gag order on all three with regard to any tribal issues. Their court date was canceled twice. That brings us to today. But the tribal judge has a flat tire and arrives late. Then the tribal members and press are told to leave the courtroom without explanation. It's something tribal member Vicki Ziegler hasn't seen happen before.
I feel frustrated. This whole court system runs on no due process. Where else in the whole United States where a court system would be funded by federal dollars, taxpayer dollars, and yet the taxpayers had no legal rights to due process?
After 4 hours, tribal members and press are permitted back into the courtroom, having been advised that both sides had been negotiating. The brief hearing by B.J. Jones, a retired judge from the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation, results in Jones dismissing the subpoenas as well as the defendant's removal of Jandrew and the two council reps. Judge Jones then ordered a tribal council meeting be held in March, during which both sides have been instructed to resolve their differences. Vicki Ziegler says she's looking forward to the outcome of that meeting. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.